وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك، جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on the ummah of his beloved Nabi Kareem, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم إلى آخر الآية. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we're going to be speaking to you about the merits of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. The four Khulafa whom we have discussed in the previous days, they are famously known as the Khulafa'i Rashideen. The holy companions whose statements we quoted till this point also enjoy the honor of being the most superior from the group of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They are the venerable Sahaba of the Ummah who are given the title of Khulafa'i Rashideen. They are from among the fortunate ones who were given glad tidings of paradise, of Jannah, in this very world. They are those senior pious personalities regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Adhere firmly to my sunnah and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. And thereby made it compulsory on us to follow and emulate them. In other words, during times of intense dissension and disunity, you must adhere to my sunnah and the way of my Khulafa'i Rashideen. Obviously, during the present era of intense dissension and disunity, it becomes essential on us to practice on the Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Such honor has not been conferred to the Khulafa'i Rashideen alone. Other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have also been bestowed with honor. Several ahadith state the eligibility of emulating them. The following hadith is well known. Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like the stars. Whichever one you follow, you will be guided. This means that by virtue of their companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their suhbat, they are not only worthy of guidance, but are also worthy of emulation. They are not merely treading a path, but have become worthy of leading others to the path. Thus, whoever follows in their footsteps will most certainly reach his destination. In another hadith, it is stated, An Anasin radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أصحابي في أمتي كالملح في الطعام لا يصلح الطعام إلا بالملح قال الحسن فقد ذهب ملحنا فكيف نصلح. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of my companions in my ummah is like salt in food. Food is not right without salt. Or on hearing this hadith, Hazrat Hassan said, If we do not have the salt, how can we be righteous? In his book, Mirqat, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali writes a comment to the above statement of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, قُلْتُ تَصْلُحُ بِكَلَامِهِمْ وَرِوَايَاتِهِمْ وَمَعْرِفَةِ مَقَامَاتِهِمْ وَحَالَاتِهِمْ وَبِالْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِأَخْلَاقِهِمْ وصفاتهم فإن العبرة بهذه الأشياء دون صورهم وذواتهم. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, we will become righteous through their speech and narrations, by acknowledging their ranks and conditions, and by emulating their character and attributes. These are the things which are taken into consideration and not their physical bodies and appearances. Allama Sha'arani Rahmatullah Ali writes in the prelude to his book, فَإِنَّ سُورَةَ الْمُعْتَقَدَاتِ إِذَا ظَهَرَتْ وَحَصُلَتْ لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى مُشَاهَدَةِ صُورِ الْأَشْخَاصِ. When the form of the beliefs become clear and are acquired by a person, there is no need to see the outward forms of the personalities. I mean, you look at the inward forms, you look at their piety, you look at the truthfulness and the sadaqat. So what a wonderful fact these two elders expose to us. The essential thing is to practice on the teachings of the pious predecessors. Once this is acquired, it is not a serious matter if we do not see their physical forms and appearances. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds a lofty position as a jurist amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He makes a very eloquent statement about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He says, من كان متأسيا فليتأسي بأصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنهم أبر هذه الأمة قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا وأقومها هديا وأحسنها حالا قوم اختارهم الله بصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه فاعرفوا لهم فضلهم واتبعوا آثارهم فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى الْهُدَى الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If any person wants to emulate anyone, he must emulate the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because they have the purest hearts in this ummah. They possess the most in-depth knowledge. They have the fewest formalities. They are the most balanced in their ways, and they are the best as regards their conditions and situations. They are a people whom Allah Ta'ala chose for the companionship of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and for the establishment of his deen. You should therefore acknowledge their merit and follow in their footsteps, because they were on the straight path of guidance. Hazrat Abu Dawud Tayalisi rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, Inna Allah nazara fi qulubi al-ibad fa nazara qalba Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam fa ba'athahu bi risalatihi ثم نظر في قلوب العباد بعد قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجد قلوب أصحابه خير قلوب العباد فاختارهم لصحبة نبيه. Allah Ta'ala looked at the hearts of his servants and found the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be the best. So he commissioned him for his message, made him the messenger, the prophet, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then looked at the hearts of his servants after looking at the hearts of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and found the hearts of his companions to be the best, so he chose them for the companionship of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Musnad of Bazaz narrates through an authentic transmission from Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah akhtara ashabi ala al-alameen siwa al-nabiyyina wal-mursaleen wa akhtara li من أصحابي أربعة يعني أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي فجعلهم أصحابي وقال في أصحابي كلهم خير. Allah Ta'ala selected my companions over the entire world except for the prophets and messengers, and from my companions he chose four of them specially for me. They are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He made them my special companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is good in all my companions. Rasul Umayyim ibn Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna Allah akhtarani wa akhtara li ashabi faj'ala minhum wazara'a wa akhtana wa ashara faman sabbahum فعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين ولا يقبل الله منه الصرف ولا عدلا. Allah Ta'ala selected me and selected my companions for me. He then made some of them my ministers, my son-in-laws, and my father-in-law. Thus, anyone who speaks ill of them, on him is the curse of Allah Ta'ala, the angels, and all of mankind. On the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala will neither accept his obligatory worship nor his optional worship. From amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was married to two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hence the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was married to Sayyidina Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was also the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the close connection that these ashab, these khulafahi Rashideen had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْشُ مِنْكُمْ فَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي والسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. The one who lives after me will see much dissension. And this is that period now. You should therefore cling firmly to my sunnah and the way of the righteous khulafa. Beware of newly invented practices, because every innovation, bid'ah, is deviation. In the above hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considers following the sunnah of his khulafai Rashidin like his own sunnah to be obligatory and a means for salvation from trials and tribulations. Other ahadith make mention of other companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum and instruct the Muslims to emulate and follow them and to take guidance from them. These narrations are found in all the ahadith collections. In the introduction to Fazail al-Sahaba of Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, a narration of Hazrat Abu Darra is quoted from Al-Kifaya of Khatib. And Hazrat Mawlana Kamruz Zaman Sab says, I find it appropriate to quote it here. Qala Abu Dar'a, إذا رأيت الرجل ينقص عهدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلم أنه زنديق. وذلك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حق وإنما روى إلينا هذا القرآن والسنن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنما يريدون أن يجرحوا شهودنا ليبطلوا الكتاب والسنة والجرح بهم أولى وهم زنادقة. Hazrat Abu Zarra said, if you see any person denigrating any one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must be convinced that he's a zindiq, an atheist. This is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true prophet of Allah Ta'ala. And it is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who conveyed the Quran and these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. I mean, had it not been for the Sahaba-i-Kiram, how would the noble Quran come to us and the Mubarak sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these irreligious people want to discredit our witnesses, that is the Sahaba-i-Kiram, in order to invalidate the Quran and Sunnah. Such people are more deserving of discredit because they are zindiqs. So we must follow in the footsteps of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafai Rashideen, and the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And we shall never ever go astray. These ahadith were mentioned in some very, very profound statements. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.